Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen. We have come here today to remember all those who have fallen in wars, present and past. Some of you will have a personal memory of losing a member of your family or a friend. But for many of us, it will be an inherited memory, passed on from one generation to the next. The Bible records much violence, many wars and countless deaths, especially in the Old Testament. And it is a heartbreaking reflection that there has probably never been a time when conflict has not existed somewhere in the world. In the reading today from Isaiah, however, we have this wonderful picture of what life could be like, a picture of a different kind of world, a society where all barriers are broken down and where all the petty disputes that so often divide us are a thing of the past. It says in the reading, "The wolf will lie with the lamb, a leopard will lie down with the goat. Peace and safety, the weak no longer the prey of the strong. No more hatred, no more violence, no more fear. Little children will be unharmed as they play with formerly ferocious animals." Is it a wild dream? It may seem light years away from the world as we know it today, but we must never ever lose a vision of what life could become and stop working towards it. Today is a day of remembering, understanding the cost of war and the price paid for peace. The tomb of the unknown warrior in Westminster Abbey is where we honour a grave to the unknown British warrior. The difference between soldier and warrior is not mere semantics. It goes to the heart of who is buried in that especial place. Soon after the end of the First World War, it was decided to inter an unidentifiable British serviceman who could otherwise be buried on the battlefield. The unidentified serviceman was most likely, statistically, to have been a soldier. But he could have been an airman or a sailor. So any grieving mother, a wife or a sweetheart could imagine that her beloved might be the one buried in the abbey. The black marble slab over the grave was quarried in Belgium. The inlaid brass inscription was made from spent cartridge cases collected from the trenches. The earth within the grave came from the French battlefields, and the coffin was made of English oak given by George V from his Windsor estate, thus symbolically uniting the Western nations who fought that war from its beginning. And the site of the tomb is the only grave in the abbey that is never walked on. The Air Force's memorial at Runnymede commemorates over 20,000 men and women from the Air Forces of the British Empire who were lost in air and other operations during World War II. Engraved on the Great North Window are words from the 139th Psalm, sometimes called the Airman's Psalm. "If I climb up into heaven, thou art there. If I go to hell, thou art there also. If I take the wings of the morning and remain in the uppermost parts of the sea, even there also shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." The shrine is adorned with three stone figures: justice, victory, and courage. We must also remember those whose memorial is called Shot at Dawn. At the National Memorial Arboretum, this memorial is placed so that the first place to be touched by the dawn light, and it commemorates 300 soldiers shot for desertion or cowardice. Many were under the legal age for serving, and others were sick with shell shock. In 2006, a mass pardon of those executed in Sway was given. In the chapel is a wood carving of children gathered round a storyteller who appears to be Jesus. Various adults listen in, and on the front are engraved the words, "The past is the key to the future." We must remember so that the horrors of war are not forgotten. In Park Lane in London, there is a monument there which is powerful and moving. It is a tribute to the animals that served, suffered, and died alongside the forces in wars and campaigns throughout time. Part of the inscription reads, "From the pigeon to the elephant, all played a vital role in every region of the world in the cause of human freedom. Their contribution must not be forgotten." The Portland Stone is emblazoned with images of various struggling animals. Also, two heavily laden mules progress up the steps of the monument, and a bronze horse and a dog look into the distance. Peace is a very fragile commodity, something that can easily be overcome and shattered. We must celebrate peace while remembering the cost of war. The hymn I have chosen after the sermon is actually a Christmas carol. But the third verse says, "Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel's strain has rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And we at bitter war hear not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise and end the strife to hear the angels sing." May we, as those who profess the name of Christ, seek to hear the name, the love song of the angels, but not just at Christmas, but all the year around, so that bitter wars will cease and strife will come to an end. The poppy is our symbol of remembrance, but never forget that through the remembering of pain and loss, there is always the light of hope, love, and faith through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray.